Colorado's Republican and Democratic caucuses will be held on March 1st, known as Super Tuesday. Republican leaders in Colorado canceled their traditional presidential preference poll. Benta Berkland sat down with Steve House, the chair of the Colorado Republican Party, to discuss the caucus and presidential politics.
Let's start off with the decision not to take the presidential preference poll. Why was that made? And talk about the thinking at the time.
I think it was very, very important to the XCOM committee or the executive committee. Those 24 people felt like they should think about what caucus really is. And what caucus is a four-step process in which you rebuild the Republican Party through the election of precinct committee people. You look at and vote on resolutions to determine whether the platform needs to be changed or not, not only in Colorado, but all the way up to the national convention. And then you elect delegates. And those delegates not only vote for sheriffs and county commissioners, but for our U.S. senators, for congressional districts, and everything else that goes on in the process. So in the context of things, that's what is important about caucus. Now, the presidential race itself, we've done caucus preference polls before, but they've never been binding. And given the context of this race back in August when we made this decision, we believed it would be better to follow that four-step process to elect delegates that represented the candidates that the state of Colorado's Republican membership wanted.
Given what we've seen with the presidential race on the Republican side and the growing popularity of Donald Trump, will that impact things as far as the national convention in terms of Colorado's delegates?
I certainly believe that at caucus you're going to have two groups come to caucus in numbers. One will be those representing those candidates because they want to become delegates so that they can bind themselves. A lot of people don't realize this, but on our side, you can file an intent to run form. You must do that to run for national delegate to go to Cleveland. On that form, you have the option of writing in who you support. If you write a name in, you're bound to that candidate if you get elected to the national delegate. I don't know if it's Donald Trump that makes the convention any different. It's just the fact that we have multiple popular candidates that if it goes to Cleveland without a decision being made or a presumptive nominee, yeah, it's going to be a lot of interesting things going on there.
The people vying to be national delegates, how many do fill out that form and bind themselves to someone?
We don't know yet because we don't have the forms in yet. We'll know probably around mid-month. There'll be a balance for people saying, well, do I bind myself to a candidate? And if that candidate's not in, I haven't really made a difference. Or do I leave myself unbound in case there's a multi-ballot convention election?
Will we kind of know who Republicans at this point prefer, even if they don't take the poll?
I think the presidential race will dominate the early conversation at every caucus. Because, look, if you're going to vote for a delegate going to a higher assembly and you're passionate about who the president should be, you're likely to ask that delegate, who do you support? Well, I support Trump or Cruz or Rubio or Kasich or Carson. So I think that conversation will dominate.
Any guesses as to how it'll turn out?
I have no idea.
And I know nationally for the presidential race, a lot of Republicans have been very surprised. What's your stance?
Anybody who said they aren't surprised by Donald Trump is not telling you the truth. Nothing wrong with Donald Trump. If he's our candidate, then we'll support him completely. I think people are surprised by it in two sense. One, it's him, and the other is that so many people between Donald and Bernie appear to be choosing a solution other than a typical politician. They don't want politics as usual. Bernie's been in politics for 30 years, but they look at his solutions and see somebody who's very atypical. I think there's some healthiness in it because I think people are so passionately engaged in it. I haven't seen a poll on Colorado in terms of the Republican side. I've seen the Democrat poll with Bernie Sanders up. I don't know what's going to happen in Colorado. I'm just excited about the process because it's the greatest political event in any election year other than the election itself. Getting people together, having the conversation, neighbors, talking over coffee, maybe yelling at each other and arguing about different things. I think it's going to be great.
Thanks. That was Republican State Party Chairman Steve House.
Glad to be here. Glad you took the time.
I'm Benta Berkland in Denver.